It is 8:21 and 59 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, Executive Director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And wandering around the studios as curious as a cat is a beautiful, I'll say mature kitten, Laura. Tell us about Laura. And for those just tuning in, open our Facebook page and you'll see a picture of this beautiful, beautiful cat.
Laura is an absolute treasure of a kitten. She's 8 months old. She's very petite. She's probably only about 4 or 5 months. She's a beautiful...
4 or 5 pounds?
Yes, 4 or 5 pounds.
We knew what you meant.
And she's mostly white with some calico markings on her face and her back. And she is outgoing, funny. I mean, just a little spitfire of a cat. So
her markings are beautiful because, like you said, predominantly white, mm-hmm. but then... then some brown, and then black.
Yeah, it's like somebody just painted some calico down her back.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can look at the picture, please do. Come here, maybe she'll come sit with us. Does she like to sit and cuddle very much?
She, in classic cat fashion,
hey,
when she wants to cuddle,
here,
she'll
you ought
cuddle.
To get a picture of this
now. Sure, but...
she's actually still for me for
yeah,
a second.
She's looking around to see what kind of trouble she can get into.
Look at my... look at Miss Abby.
But she's really funny. She loves dogs, loves...
okay,
them.
I'll let you go. Okay.
She loves kids. She loves life. She loves everything and wants to explore everything.
She is absolutely beautiful.
There.
I can hear it in my headphones.
There you go.
I'm not sure if they can hear it out there in radio land, but how cute.
Yeah, but whoever ends up getting Laura is going to really luck out. Her one thing is she has some chronic sniffles. It's just because of her petite size. She never developed when she was teeny tiny. So the doctor doesn't think it's going to be anything serious, but she's going to be susceptible to colds as she gets older.
I see. What do you do for a cat with a cold?
Keep them as indoor cats, honestly.
I
she
see.
Just needs to be an inside kitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have litter mates of hers?
No, she was one. We got her at 2 weeks old. So we've kind of hand raised her since she was itty bitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's kind of become the office cat for now. So
yes.
She's very socialized.
Very socialized. She does not meet a stranger. She's scared of nothing. I mean, she could literally fit in anywhere.
You see what she's doing here?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can get a video of that. She is actually trying to catch the audio when we record. Like, I'm recording this interview right now. It's called digital audio, and so she can see the lines moving and the audio moving on the computer,
uh-huh.
and she tried to catch it.
She really likes to watch herself on, like, a Zoom meeting. She loves to watch herself and try to get her, grab her face. You know,
oh, that's
she's
funny.
She's really cute.
Oh, that's funny.
She's very funny.
So what does it take to adopt Laura or another animal from the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out an adoption application. And even if it's not Laura you're interested in, you can set up a time to come see us, take a look at our animals. But we're very excited to let everybody know that we actually have a lot of events scheduled for this month. So this upcoming Saturday, we're going to be at the Pet Sense in Fairhope from 10 to 1.
Pet Sense, that's the one over there by Big Lots?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So you can come see our... we'll have dogs and cats there. And the following weekend, we will be at Wales West doing a pet night, December the 12th, I believe. And you can see our dogs and cats there as well. And those events are on our website, so you can go check out at baldwinhumane.org.
Okay.
And I would also encourage people to look every day because, like, for instance, last week we adopted out 9 animals in one day. And so,
whoa.
I know. So the website changes all the time. So
I just opened up baldwinhumane.org. Baldwinhumane.org. Or, of course, you can Google Baldwin Humane Society. And then you have a choice to click on dogs or cats. And then you can see pictures of the animals that you have in-house, if
yeah.
you will, and there are some beautiful cats.
We do have a lot of pretty kitties. And a lot of times we don't post as many kittens on the website. People ask about that because kittens go so quickly. But if you're interested in kittens, we house them 24/7, or not 24/7, but 7 days a week at Pet Sense in Fairhope and Pet Supermarket
uh-huh.
in Daphne. So
okay.
you can go see them any day of the week.
And what happens if somebody might have an oops litter and needs help to get them adopted. Is that something y'all can assist with?
Yeah, so we're space-based, which means we can take animals in based on the space we have. So usually, if you are willing to hold on to them until we can make space available, we can help. That's our big issue, is just there's so many that, you know,
yeah,
it's hard to put them all somewhere.
Of course. Okay. And you were, the big event, though, used to be called Christmas by the Bay.
Uh-huh.
And this year, it's called Soiree. Did I say that right?
Uh-huh.
Soiree by the Bay.
Yeah, so it's essentially an elegant night of giving, and there's going to be a silent auction. We're actually going to have live music this year from a band called Crossroads. Tickets are $75 each. That includes dinner and two drink tickets. And it's going to be really fun, and we really encourage people to come. It's December the 17th, which is the Friday before the Christmas holiday. It starts at 6 p.m., and we really hope people will come out and join us.
December 17th, uh-huh. And I have attended this many times, I believe mostly in the Civic Center, mm-hmm. But the Rock Creek Golf Club is a nice, intimate place, and it's recently had a facelift too, so that should be lovely.
And we're excited, and we've rented out the whole facility, so there'll be plenty of room for those who maybe are nervous about big crowds. Uh-huh. There's going to be plenty of room for everybody, so it should be great.
And you've got dinner, dancing, silent auction, cocktails, and more.
Absolutely.
I know in the past you've done like a red carpet pet review. Will you be doing that at the soiree?
Not this year. Maybe next year.
But it takes a lot to load up all those animals and do, doesn't it?
It does. And we were worried that the live music might stress the dogs out.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how it goes this year. We might go back to it. But yeah. Yes, I probably
do. You haven't knocked us off the air yet, so I'd say you're doing pretty good.
Gosh, she's so cute.
She is gorgeous.
I'm actually really jealous. I've thought a couple times about taking her home, but I promised my cats no
I don't
more.
See how you do it. I mean, if I were you, I'd have 100 or more animals. You know, when you deal with them like you do every single day. See, what else? Oh, one reason you probably can't have all those animals at an event is because it takes a lot of volunteers. So we've been running a little commercial for y'all looking for volunteers. I hope it's helped. And do you still need them?
It absolutely has helped. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the big places we need help with is in the resale shop, our Uptail resale shop.
Right.
And we are happy to announce that we're opening back up on Fridays and second Saturdays. That's a very recent development. So thank you to all the new volunteers who signed up, but we always need more. Always, always.
That sounds like a fun job,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you help with the furniture that comes in, sorting, pricing, and we have fun. It's a fun atmosphere over there at the resale shop. So,
what'd she do? She just hit a button.
Oh, see,
there we go.
She's sabotaging us.
Too bad my batteries are dead on this silly little toy.
Oh, she'd
she would
love
have
it.
A ball with that.
She'd love it.
Yeah, I'll have to get new batteries for that next time. Typical of a cat. She knocked the computer mouse off of the countertop just because she could.
Oh, yeah, why not? It's just there. It's there.
Now, I tell you what, she would be such a fun cat for someone maybe alone.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little, you know, bummed out over the holidays. You want a friend and you want entertainment and a companion. I have a feeling she will keep you entertained for hours.
You can say that again. She makes us laugh and laugh. For instance, her favorite thing to do in the office is play with rocks. She has a collection of rocks that she keeps and she holds, and she's just the funniest little kitten.
Yeah, she's trying to knock the pen off the counter. Now she might be going for the microphone on the boom to see if she's just so curious.
She's just looking for something to get into.
That's
she's
funny.
Like, what can I do here?
I just had a question in my head and I lost it. Oh, so as far as giving pets as a gift, give us the guidelines here. We shouldn't surprise anybody, right?
Yeah, surprises are a no-no. I think, you know, parents who want to get their kids pets for Christmas, that's awesome.
Sure.
Just make sure you guys are ready. That's really the thing. Don't get a pet because your kid asked for one. Get a pet because you think your family's ready. I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
But as long as the parents or whoever's getting the animals into it, we say go for it. Christmas is a great time to get a new pet.
Wonderful. Okay, so for folks that want to learn more, you're still requesting that they call and make an appointment instead of drop in?
Yeah, please do, if you can. That would be great. Our number is 251-928-4585.
928-4585. And go to the website baldwinhumane.org. It will answer all of your questions. And I know some people say, well, the adoption fees, that's a little steep. But it's not, because if you were to just say get a pet from a neighbor, the vet cost would be probably, what, at least double or triple the fee, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our adoption fee for dogs is $150, and that's about a $400 value in vetting you're getting. So really, the adoption fees are just a way for us to help cover the cost of some of that vetting. And to get the owner on the right foot, you'll have all the vetting you need for the next year.
Right.
So, you know,
so,
it's a good
that's
deal.
That's why it really is a great plan if you can adopt. In the long run, I think it saves money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. And with puppies and kittens, we'll cover all of their booster shots. So even if you get a kitten that needs two more sets of shots, we'll do it. So,
And the spaying or neutering too?
Yeah, they have to be spayed or neutered before they go.
I see.
So we make sure that happens.
Okay, okay. And once again, to review for those that may be new, the Uptail Resale Shop is right next door to the Humane Society, and now your new hours are going to be
10 to 2, Tuesday through Friday, and we're going to be open every second Saturday. So the first second Saturday will be the 11th.
Okay.
10 to 2. Right.
And that street address on Highway 98 in Fairhope?
22886, Unit D is in Dog, U.S. Highway 98.
And the easiest way to remember that is it's just north, just past Parker Road. And the Publix
on
the right.
And if
those that used to know where the motorcycle shop was.
Exactly, next to Eastern Shore Glass.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thank you.
And thank you, Laura. Here she is. She's over here now exploring under the computers. Curious as a cat. She's just beautiful. See her picture on our Facebook page at WABF 1480. It is now 8:33. I bet it's warmed up. Let's see. Yeah, 61 degrees. And